Good morning. Let's just open in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this morning, for just waking us up and bringing us to your house, Lord, to spend the first hours of this morning, this day with you. Just pray, I just invite your presence into this place, Lord, and into each of our hearts, Lord. I just ask that you just give us just revelation and peace this morning as we spend time with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. If you could turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Reading from verse 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I know that a lot of us quote this verse whenever we go through trials and tribulations, and we basically need God's peace. And this verse, it came to my mind because last week, or a couple weeks ago, I had gotten an email from my mom, or I think, yeah, an email from my mom, and she was saying, oh, she was doing her regular testing for her health. And actually, a couple months before that, she was saying that, she was coughing up blood like once or something, and then she coughed up another time. So I was telling her, oh, you need to get get it checked out because it's, concerning. So then, she went to finally see a doctor, and then she told the doctor about it, and the doctor said, oh yeah, then we should definitely do endoscopy and, just the testing as soon as possible. So she did that, and she gets it every year. And then apparently afterward, when she was paying for the test, they said, oh, we also did a biopsy, so there's this extra charge. So she was getting really concerned because, all the times that she's done endoscopy, they've never done a biopsy. So she was really worried, and she was just sharing in her email just to pray for her and stuff. So when I first heard that, I was like, I was really, worried and anxious, and I was quite upset. So I was just praying to God, and I just, obviously it's not pleasant news, and then all these, things start to snowball in your mind, like, oh, you think of the worst case, and you get really worried. So I was, really anxious, and I guess not quite happy with the situation. And you do have sometimes that sense of entitlement with God, right? You're like, oh God, how dare you do this to me or to my family? Don't you see that, we've been faithful, no matter what you've been doing. So there's a little bit of sense of that. So, yeah. So it's, I guess it's not so good. So that the next day, I emailed my house church and then a couple other people on the pastoral staff just to basically like ask them to pray for me and our family. And maybe a day after, or a couple of days after, like her test results still hadn't come out. It was like a week from then. But for whatever reason, I just felt a lot more at peace, like I there was not so much the anxiousness. And I mean, no circumstances have changed, right? Because her test results were still the following week. Nothing has changed. But I just could sense there was a difference in my heart. Like there was more the peace. And, this is, he talks about the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, right? Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, like going from assuming the worst case scenario, what if she has cancer, or what if this, then what if that, right? And which in and of itself shows how low my faith was, really, right? Like, I don't think of the positive. I'm thinking of, oh, what happens if this happens? And then I realized, like, I was working out one day, and the day basically I felt like, oh, something changed in me, right? Like, where is this peace coming from? And then I realized it's really a choice, right? I have a choice to be bitter at God, or I have a choice to hope in God, no matter what the circumstances are. Yeah, and then I was thinking, I'm so glad I've got, because at least I have that hope, right? And I was thinking, what do non-Christians do, you know, when things like this happen or when they're bad things? You know, who do they turn to? What do they turn to, right? And I got to think that God's grace and hope must extend to them too, you know, whether they recognize it as God or not, because God loves everybody, right? So, I was just thinking, you know, then what does it really mean to have peace, you know? And why is it that we have peace? And I guess God doesn't, I mean, he does say, ask and you'll receive. But then in this passage, he says, ask for everything. But he doesn't promise that all your prayers will be answered. He just says, I'll give you peace, right? That's what he promises. And I was thinking, you know, that peace is really just because it's because God's presence is with me, right? The God comes alongside with me. And the peace, you know, shalom, as they speak, is not the absence of violence or the absence of something bad happening, but in concordance with something else. You know, I'm at peace with God because I'm alongside God. God is alongside alongside me, you know. And, you know, just like when we're sick, you know, whether it's now or when we're little, when you're sick, you want someone comforting. You want mommy, right? Like, you want someone next to you. And, you know, you want someone to, like, take care of you, you know, rub your stomach when your stomach is aching. And, you know, it's really not that your pain will necessarily go away. You're still sick. But just the fact that your mom is there with you, you know, sharing in your pain and just being, you know, in your and being in presence with you, that in and of itself makes you feel better already, right? It's just that comfort and reassurance from having that presence. And I just felt like, you know, God is the same way. Just having that presence of God comfort us and just come alongside of us to share in that burden, I think already really gives us that sense of peace that we can't necessarily explain or pinpoint, but we know that it's there. If you can turn to Romans chapter 8. Verse 36. Oh, sorry, starting from 35. It says, you know, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights, nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, you know, I think as Christians, we have hope and knowledge of the fact that God loves us, you know, whether it's just a head knowledge or heart knowledge. And he will never leave us. And, you know, it is a promise written throughout. You know, he loves us so much, and his love is so great that it can eclipse the momentary afflictions, right, for the hope of his glory. And whatever that glory is, I don't know. You know, I don't know what that glory really looks like, you know. But, you know, if I were to maybe imagine it, I think of it as just the greatness of God, like something and the love of God that we can't even begin to comprehend, and just us basking in that love and just, you know, worshiping him, and they're just being, you know, everything literally just eclipsing in comparison just because it is so great. And really, perfect love casts out fear, right? Fear is what brings doubt and what kills faith. You know, it brings questions to mind. And yeah, any fleeting thoughts of doubt, oh, is this all for real? You know, why do bad things happen? I mean, those are all really founded on fear, right? But love is greater than that, right? And because it can really overshadow any fear that we have. So, you know, we have a Father who really loves us, right? And I can choose to look at him or not. I can choose to turn to him and hope in him and seek him, or I can choose to turn to myself or other things or anger or things of the world to fulfill the, you know, temporary, you know, whatever desire that we have, you know. But all those things are really temporary, right? The only thing that really lasts is the love of God and the fact that we have him, you know, and the fact that we have hope in knowing that he loves us.
passion in life is to know you. May all other goals bow down to this journey of loving you more. Jesus, you showered your goodness on me and given your gifts so freely. But there's one thing I'm longing for. I so hear my heart's cry and my prayer.
So after that week, my mom found out that she was okay, and actually they found out the more specific reasons for why she's had stomach problems all these years. So, you know, I mean, I could really praise God, but I think even before that, I thank God for giving me peace, no matter what the circumstance, right? Of course, then if things weren't bad, I mean, it wouldn't be nice, but you still know, like I would have still known that the presence of God would be with me through everything, right? And, you know, this morning I just want to ask that you pray for that hope, you know, that continued hope in your faith in Jesus and in faith in knowing that He loves you and He'll never let you down. Romans 5, 1-5 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to you. So this morning, let's just pray, whether you're going through good times or bad times, or your family or whoever, just pray for that peace that comes from the hope of knowing Jesus Christ. So just spend some time. And let's lift up our pastoral staff. They're all in LA this week. They're attending a pastoral leadership conference later this week. But today they're actually, I think, spending the day with Dr. Kraft, going through inner healing. So let's just lift them up, that, you know, they'll be really set free from whatever oppressed them before. And they'll be refreshed as a result of it. And for the rest of the week, for them to have a wonderful time just connecting with different people and learning at this conference, and also for a safe return back. And let's just lift up our building search and building fund. Really, it's a time that an opportunity that we can walk in faith and join in alongside what the Lord is doing amidst us and for our church and for ourselves, really individually as well. It's a test of faith for all of us. So just pray. Let's pray that, you know, God will be the one that reveals to us the perfect location and how to execute our plans, and, you know, what we need to do to really grow our church, to really step into the vision that the Lord has given us. And for the funds, whatever the Lord has placed in each of our mind, Lord, each of our heart and spirit, that we'll have the faithfulness to be able to obey. So just pray for our church, a steering committee, and every one of our congregation. And lastly, let's just lift up the families of our brothers and sisters who are just suffering and who are sick. Last Sunday, Pastor Sam shared about Yuli's dad. I think she's in Korea now with Zoe because her dad had a heart problem. And also for James's sister, who was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And you know, there are others who are suffering and others whose families are going through difficult times. So let's really stand in the gap for all of them and just really come alongside of them, because we know Jesus is there, but we also know that prayer, our prayer makes a difference in fighting the spiritual battle. So let's just really lift up our brothers and sisters and their families and just really fight this battle with them. Yes, Lord, we just ask for your mercy, for your compassion over our brothers and sisters and their families who are going through a difficult time, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you'll give them peace, Lord God, that transcends all understanding, because your presence is with them, because your love surrounds them, Lord. Just pray, Jesus, for your peace over our families, Lord, over our brothers and sisters of this body. And Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that we can hope in you, Lord, that we are free to hope in you, Jesus, and that we know that you love us so much, Lord God. And who are we to really deserve that love? We didn't deserve it, but it's by your grace that, you know, we were able to choose to believe in you and hope in you and to be loved by you. So just thank you so much, Lord God, for your grace and for your faithfulness. And I pray, Jesus, that your peace will go forth with everyone here today, this morning, and for all of our pastoral staff who's traveling and the rest of our congregation, Lord God. We just ask, Father God, that you'll continue to encourage us, Lord God, and pour hope and love into our hearts, Lord God, that we'll know that we're never alone, no matter what we go through, or even going through just the normal, mundane things of life, that you're always with us. So thank you, and I just pray, Father, for your presence for the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, pray.